At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 15% when you buy four or more Purdy paint products. And there's more. Save 10% when you buy 68 or more panels of select OSB sheathing. Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And Joe, you know, we showed a video 2 weeks ago in the church. It's called Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Traffic. And I talked more about this last night. Everybody that was there was just spellbound about what they saw. And then Sunday, this past Sunday, a number of the people there stood up in the church and turned and they faced the congregation and they said, "You really need to see this. You really need to see this." And what it's talking about is what is taking place now. And it shows you, it gives you all the evidence that our government, the Biden regime and that, and Trump knew this, and this is one of the reasons they hate Trump, because he was in the process, he has started to stop this. But our government is the world's largest purveyor of human trafficking. And so this film is absolutely powerful. It's 2 hours long. We're going to be showing this on Doers of the Word Baptist Church because we're an activist church. We're an actual church. First of all, we're not a corporation. We're an actual church, and we actually believe the Word of God. We believe that we are to be doers of the Word, not just hearers only. We believe in substance over symbolism, being for real. And that's why we'll be showing this at 3, Lord's willing, at 3 o'clock this coming Sunday after the morning service, and then the evening service starts at 5, and we always have some good messages there. All righty, with that now, Joe, you know, the communists are getting real concerned about losing. You see in all around the country, a number of the black population is saying, enough is enough. We've had it. We're tired of being betrayed by the Democratic Communist Party. And we're seeing that a lot of the benefits that they were receiving there in large cities in Chicago and New York and that, well, Biden's people bringing in the illegal aliens have come in. These people that are invading, the invaders are coming in. And the communists are turning around and giving those very benefits that the blacks and the minorities were getting. Now they're giving them to these illegal aliens. And people are saying, enough is enough. We're tired of this. And so, well, you're going to hear from a fellow called Number 56. And
hang on one sec. After the clip, I've got a story that just came online. The United Nations has been giving out money and vouchers to these illegals. You ever wonder why, when you see them crossing the border, many of them have nice new coats and fairly nice clothes and stuff? It's because they're giving out a huge amount of money. They've been handing out $1.6 billion to 17 Latin American countries. I've got the story right after the clip.
And who is the funds, the world's largest funder of the United Nations?
We are. So basically,
yep,
they're taking our taxpayer money that funds the UN and using it to give to the illegals to help them have the money to get here, give the clothing and food and everything to make the trip and pay the coyotes and the drug cartels to get across.
And you got Mary Arcos standing there lying through his teeth as 10 million people have crossed our borders, as you see him. You've got Joe Obama Biden saying that he can't stop it because the Republicans won't give him the money to do that, when his orders by the Chinese Communist Party was to keep the borders open, to keep the drugs coming in, the fentanyl coming in, keep killing off Americans. But whatever you do, make sure the child sex trafficking is not stopped. Joe Obama, and that's exactly what Joe Obama has been doing, our pedophile in chief. That's reality. That's exactly what's happening. And don't worry, you've got all of the support of NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. They will be glad to tell any lie and to try to convince the people no matter how corrupt it is, they're there, Joe Obama, to back you up until they throw you under the bus, once they get the word from Soros or whoever. But let's go and let's hear about this fellow.
Even more today. Vince, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Oh, man, it was a pleasure. We had a blast the last time. I'm going to try to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. So as of right now, I think you are the second highest video view with Tucker Carlson in the interview that you guys did. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Why do you think Tucker Carlson allowed you to come on and open the eyes of all of his viewers to some of the shenanigans of the Democrat Party?
Well, Tucker knows me very well, and Tucker knows I'm not going to do any shucking and jiving. I'm going to tell the truth, and I can back all my truth up with facts. I'm not one of these guys that's going to come out there with emotion and screaming and yelling and tap dancing. I'm going to tell you the truth, and the truth is very, very plain. The Democratic Party is perpetually the evilest organization in the history of the world. Right now, it's presently controlled by a cabal of perverts, liars, psychopaths, and anti-Christian bigots. It was a part of slavery from 1860 to 1860, from 1800 to 1860, the part of the Confederacy from 1860 to 1865, the part of Jim Crow from 1865 to 1965. Now it's a part of Marxism, socialism, abortion up to the ninth month, transgenderism. All they do is meditate on blood. And when you go around the country and look at the places where they rule, it's all nothing but crime and poverty and homelessness. It's horrible. And I just tell it like it is. The Democratic Party is evil. We need to run them out. And I bring people's attention to the fact.
This is what just 10 pounds of body fat looks like. If we want to drop this, we got to take our metabolism.
They try to say they're the friend of the Black community. They're not. They've been the Black community's greatest enemy since their inception. They were Nazis 150 years before the Nazis were Nazis. They created racism, and they still live by it. So we have to wake people up, and when people hear the truth, it's amazing how they respond to it.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw this, but Charlemagne de God said that he is having a hard time scaring the Black community into continuing to vote Democrat, because it's gotten so bad under Joe Biden's administration. What are your thoughts on his comments?
Well, Charlemagne is hardcore Democrat. But see, it's hard to tell Black men to vote for a man that says, if you vote for me, I'm going to allow the federal government to use the public educational system to transition your son without your permission. That I'm going to allow drag queens to go into public education and shake their behinds in your children's faces. I'm going to run the Bible out of schools, but I'm going to allow pornography into the school libraries. I'm going to run Jesus out of the schools, but I'm going to allow drag queens in the schools. I'm going to pass laws allowing demented men to go into the bathroom with your wife and your daughter. I'm going to pass a law to allow demented men to participate in sports with your daughter. You know, you might can get away with a lot of stuff. But when a Black man or an Hispanic man hears that you are going to do that to his children, it's not much you can do to turn him back to you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I want to hit on a big topic right now. Last week during an interview, it was pointed out that Democrats are heavily pushing for illegal immigrants to come into the country. It's disrupting many government systems and communities. Kids are being removed from school to make shelters. Veterans are being told, your medical needs need to be put on hold. We need to make room for illegals. The hospital systems in Denver, Colorado are on the verge of collapsing. They might need a government bailout because there are so many unpaid medical debts from illegal immigrants. Why on earth do the Democrats want to overrun the welfare systems, the school systems, the housing systems, the banking systems, all of the systems that hold the country together? Is this all about getting votes, or what's the real reasoning behind it?
Yeah, man, it's a great replacement theory and it's a great reset. They're trying to crash the economy so they can turn it into a socialist communist economy. The only way they're going to do that is to crash it. And these people aren't that stupid. I mean, they can take a ledger and a balance sheet and they can look at it and they know what's going on. These guys went to Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. This is the great replacement theory, and this happened before. Hitler didn't like how the Jews were acting, so he replaced them. See, the easiest thing for a government to do when they come to the conclusion that they've lost faith in their citizenry is to replace their citizenry. That's what tyrants do. They kill their own people. They replace them with others. This has happened throughout history. So this is just the same thing. It's just a variation on the thing. And the Democrats know exactly what they're doing. Joe Biden knows that 8 million illegals have come over since he's been president. He is willing to let Ukraine go down to make sure that the illegals keep coming in. So you know, the Dagger Republicans have said, if you just close the border, we'll give you all the money you want for Ukraine. No, we want the illegals coming into America because we are going to replace those MAGA Republicans that we cannot control. He went up to Charleston, South Carolina, went into the pulpit of Muddy Emanuel Church and said that MAGA Republicans were basically enemies of the state. A president of the United States of America stood up in front of this nation and said about 40% of the population were enemies of the state. They were unpatriotic, that they were racist, that they hated people. They were full of hate. They were they needed to be kicked out of the country. That's what he said. And so who is he going to replace these MAGA Republicans with that he hates so much? There you go. He's bringing them in. It's very simple. It's been done over and over again. That's their plan. And I hope the people of the United States of America wake up and understand that it's not just going to end with them. They're going to keep on doing it and keep on doing it until they get the population that they want. This is how it's supposed to go. The people are supposed to change the government. The government is not supposed to change its people.
Yeah. I read that the group of people most affected by illegal immigration is actually the Black community.
Yes.
And the Black community overwhelmingly votes 90% Democrat. And so
right.
You have a party that is purposely trying to bring in a replacement mm-hmm. of another group. And it's that very group that keeps them in power. You know, Tucker Carlson, your friend Tucker, he gets blasted all the time for this replacement theory, but they always say it's about replacing white people. But the data seems to show that it's actually replacing the Black community, which we need the Black community. I love the Black community. So what are your thoughts on that as far as is there one demographic of people that is going to be hurt most by 8, 10, 15 million people coming in from other countries and overrunning the systems?
Well, they need to replace the Black community because they're killing all of them. You have so many Black men going to prison. You have so many Black children being aborted. You have so much crime in the street. This population right now is becoming untenable. They've had 25 million abortions in the Black community since Roe v. Wade. There are 10,000 Black men basically getting murdered every year. If they're not getting murdered, they are going to jail. The community is in a dystopia. It's in a dysfunction. But this is what they want. The one big problem that you have a party that needs the Black vote, but they also got to kill people. So they got a conundrum going on. They have to have their pound of flesh. They have to commit murder. They've always done that. They did it in the Civil War. They did it during slavery. They did it in Jim Crow, and they're doing it now. If they had a choice to allow people to be born and Black people live in prosperity, they prefer to kill them and keep them in poverty. Because this is how they keep their power. So because they have this bloodlust, but they have to commit murder, they also now have to replace the people that they kill. Since they have this terrible bloodlust and this anger where they have to lock people up and they have to see people poor and destitute. Well, when people get poor and destitute, they die and they go to jail. They have to bring other people to take their place. This is the Democratic Party, and this is the conundrum that they're in. Right now, the American population is at a 1.6 birth rate. That means you have to have a 2.1 to replace yourself. We're at 1.6 right now. They know that. Nevertheless, Joe Biden just signed an executive order making abortion easier here in America. They are running on the fact that they are going to expand abortion, make it free. If your state won't allow abortion, they'll put you on an airplane, fly you to another state where you can have abortion. They are saying that we elect us so we can help you kill your children. That's the Democratic Party. This is how sick these people are. even though they know that the country is dying, they still can't stop doing it. That's why I tell you they're psychotics. They're psychotics. They know what they've done to the black community. They know about these black men going to jail. But who set up the crime bill? Bill Clinton? Joe Biden? These people know this. These people know that abortion is destroying the American population. They know it, but they want to make it. They want to send out the abortion pill. They want to expand abortion up to the ninth month. They want to make it legal. They want to give you a bus ticket or a plane ticket to go get an abortion if your state won't allow it. They know what they're doing. But when you have a psychotic, they can't stop. And if you don't think they're all psychotics, I'd like to throw you back to the old Soviet Union when they had Stalin there and he had a group of psychotics around him. The Nazis, when they had a group of psychotics around them, Hitler, Goebbels, all of them, they're crazy as hell. Castro, who did he get? A bunch of psychotics, just killing people all over Cuba. Mao Zedong, what did Mao get? A bunch of psychotics, just going around China, blowing people's brains out. Whenever these dead endo-communists get power, they surround themselves with psychotics that have to kill the people that they say they represent. And that's the Democrat Party.
Holy, wow. We got to open people's eyes. You know, I think people's eyes are being opened. I read yesterday that only 27% of Americans identify as Democrat now. That's the lowest it's been since the party's inception. What would you say are the key areas that maybe people are like, I don't know if I want to be associated with this brand anymore? Is it just the leaders that continue to be elected on a national scale? Is it the social safety net programs that look kind on paper but are actually dragging people down? Just your two cents on why that identification with that party is so low.
Well, back during the civil rights movement, when a bunch of Southern governors asked LBJ, man, why are you pushing all this civil rights legislation? What's wrong with you, Lyndon? You know, we don't need that kind of stuff. LBJ said, the N-words are getting uppity, and we got to give them a little something to calm them down. Not much. Nothing's going to make a difference. But I'm going to have these N-words, and you didn't say N-word, I'm going to have these N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years.
Now, artificial intelligence can generate ad creatives automatically. The program is called Ad Creative AI, and it
is. His plan was just to make sure the black people voted for the Democratic Party. And for a long time, they hid what they were doing. People didn't have the internet. They didn't have the iPhones where they could see stuff. So when you say the Democratic Party was a part of abortion, people say, oh, no, they're not. When you say the Democratic Party is part of the LGBTQ, oh, no, they're not. When you say they were an anti-Christian party, they could always lie because the black preacher, the black politician, and the black civil rights worker was coming down to the black community and telling them, no, these evil, rich, white Republicans are lying, and the black people will tell you that a bunch of Uncle Toms. Don't listen to them. Listen to us. They're going to give you free stuff. They're going to give you food stamps. They're going to give you housing vouchers. They're going to protect you from all these rich white racists. So vote Democrat. Well, now we have an invention called the iPhone. We have X. We have the internet. And we've shown people now that the Democratic Party are a bunch of liars. And people can't run from it anymore. The mask is off. They are seeing that the Democratic Party wants to transition children. See, you can get away with a lot of stuff. But when you start messing with a man's child, you got a problem. When you are so stupid and so reprobate in your mind that you don't know what a woman is, Ketanji Brown Jackson stood up there and they said, what is a woman? She said, I don't know. I'm not a biologist. When you can sit up there with a straight face and say that my pronouns are she and it and they, that I can tell you today that I'm a woman, and then I got to tell you, you got to respect that, or I'm going to see that you lose your job. See, people are seeing in real time that the Democratic Party is insane and they can't go no farther with them. See, they used to lie about this stuff. I tell people this 10, 20 years ago. They say, I miss you crazy. You lost your mind. Now, I can put on my iPhone and I can say, hey, man, Obamacare will give you a transgender operation, sex change surgery, free of charge to pay for your hormones for the rest of your life. Are you lying? Pull it up. There it is. Hey, man, Joe Biden supports having grown men compete against little girls in sports. Oh, you're crazy. There it is. Hey, man, they support having grown men go to the bathroom with your wife and daughter. Oh, you're crazy. There it is. See, hey, man, they will transition your child because these parents up in Michigan now are suing the public education system because they were transitioning her their child without their permission. They know nothing about it. On the 25th of January, the state of Maine is going to vote to allow Maine to be a sanctuary state for children that want to transition without their parents' permission. They're getting ready to vote on it. Yeah. And when you see this, and when you see the illegals coming in, and when you see all the death and the snatch and grab, people are starting to say, I can't go no further with it. This party is insane. It's being led by, is an insane asylum. When they see Joe Biden's freak show of a cabinet, men walking around in dresses, Buttigieg walking around with his ugly husband, all of these guys walking around, lipstick and high heels on, bald heads. You know, his press secretary gets up there and says, I am a black female lesbian, and I'm happy to be here. And you look at this, and this is a freak show. These people are crazy. They're an insane asylum that is running the government of the United States of America.
All right, there you go. I agree with every single thing he said, Joe. We've been saying that, but again, it's the insanity of that. But what's going to happen? Now, they know that they could never win an election. They're scared to death if the election was anywhere close to being fair. And so the Communist Party, that's what Democrats do. The Democrats, you know, when it comes to election fraud, this is, you know, that's what their specialty is, one of them. If it's illegal, if it's rotten, you know, if it's sinful, unlawful, you know, that's exactly what's in their platform. Everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls evil, calls sin, is what they embrace. So, anyhow, exactly. We have to be prepared.
Well, two things. The other night we talked about how J. Alex Halderman went into court and with a Dominion voting machine, and right in front of the judge was able to hack the machine, change the tabulation in front of U.S. District Court Judge Amy Totenberg.
Couple minutes.
And, you know, so we know that now for a fact the cheating went on. And he was talking about having to replace people. You know, they had to cheat to win an election. Now, this just came online from the New York Post. Don't believe the lies. The UN is paying illegals using U.S. taxpayer cash. This Todd Benzman. And way back in 2021... this was brought up that a lot of these United Nations was abetting the problem with the immigrants, illegals, handing out debit cards and cash vouchers. Well, a bunch of lawmakers put up a bill, H.R., House Resolution 6155. It never caught fire because the AFP came out and claimed the UN was doing no such thing. Now, you may ask, who's the AFP? It's a leading global news agency that provides quality multimedia content. Quality, it says, right? Well, turns out that the fact checkers lied. The United Nations just released its 2024 Interagency Coordination Platform for refugees and migrants from Venezuela, called R4V for short, and the planning document for handing out $1.6 billion to 17 Latin American countries. Now, wait a minute. It said it was for Venezuela, but the 1.6 is going to 17 countries. Catch the difference. It confirms the UN with the helping hand of 248 named NGOs, that's non-governmental organizations, the one that we've told you folks are getting rich over this. They're making huge amounts of money bringing these illegal aliens in, feeding them, housing them for the government, busing them. A lot of people are getting rich over this, these non-governmental organizations. 248 are indeed giving debit cards to illegal immigrants and, of course, funded by you. Because we fund, like you said earlier, we fund the UN mostly. We're the biggest donor, and this money comes from the UN. And they want to spread this year 372 million in cash and voucher assistance, that's CVAs, everything use abbreviation, and multi-purpose cash assistance, MCAs, to 624,300 immigrants who are in transit to the U.S. during 2024. So the money is handed out as prepaid debit cards, cash in envelopes, bank transfers, and mobile transfers the U.S. Border-bound travelers can use. And it just goes on and on and on. And it proves that what, you know, we were talking about several years ago, that these people were getting help. We could see it when they crossed the borders. We could see new sweatshirts, new jackets, new clothing, different things. And some of these migrants, when they got to New York, remember, weren't eating the food that was set up for them. They were going, went out and ordering takeout, Chinese pizza. You have to have money to order, especially in a city like New York, to order pizza and Chinese delivered. It's an expensive place to live, and yet they had the money to do that. Remember when those big four-stars hotels were full of trash where they were ordering all the food boxes? So here you have you folks out there, American citizens, because we support the UN. The UN is spending all this money to help them get across all these illegal aliens. They're not immigrants. They're illegals. They get in, and then the government is giving all these non-NGOs, non-governmental organizations, all kinds of money to clothe and feed and health care these people. And then when they come to your city, you're the one that's having to pay the hospital bills because they claim they have no money to pay for health care, education. We're having to pay for all the teachers, the multilingual.
Some of these NGOs are, is Alita's Angels is one. Another is the American Red Cross.
Charities, the Red Cross, there are several, and they're making millions, Pastor.
Yeah, I know that. And here, Case Alitas receives federal money to assist southern border invasion. And there you go.
It is an invasion.
Okay, absolutely. There you go. So, again.
Well, I hope the listeners are getting mad. I mean, we're just being... It's like we're being financially robbed, you know, seven ways from Sunday. Every time we turn around, the American taxpayer, we're paying for our own destruction. We're financing, what they said is they want to get rid of the MAGA people and replace them. We're paying for our own replacement. We need to get rid of Biden. We need to get rid of the deep state, and we need to kick the UN out. And we need to get out of this corrupt UN. Everything they do is anti-American, anti-Christ, and they use our own taxpayer money to come against us and fight against everything we believe in, God's heavenly country.
You know, Arizona GOP chair resigns in the wake of Kerry Lake's bribery. How many times have we told you there in Maricopa County how the rhinos, the Republican Party there, the rhinos, how they came across after... come against Kerry Lake. The fix was in. Even the drug cartels were involved. Everything, even the county sheriff's office was involved. And now Arizona GOP chair resigns in wake of Kerry Lake's bribery. He's been all over the news. She had tapes of him trying to bribe her.
Right. And, he's now saying she was setting him up. I mean, no, he came to her and wanted to stop her. So, I mean, you know, they're crying. They got caught. So they're sniveling, crying. And I just hope a few more people get caught up because he had people backing him, people that were going to give the money. So I hope just a little more truth comes out of this one.
They asked her to stand down for 2 years. Again, the corruption there in Arizona, Maricopa County especially, just unbelievable. She had many more votes. She was way out, and they flipped the votes. What was it, about 300,000 votes?
There were so many things we covered on the crooked election and the different things. I can't keep them all straight, but it was one of the bad ones.
Yep. Yeah. Just unbelievable. And the election fraud. And here, so 200,000 and more people decide they had their vote stolen, and they were not angry, so they go to Washington, D.C. And these Christian patriots, now today, so many of them, are hostages held by the Communist Party, the D.C. Communist Party. By the way, Nasty Pelosi is an amazing thing. Nasty Pelosi is saying that Trump needs to have a test for his competence. Nasty Pelosi.
He took one of those. Remember, he passed it with absolute flying colors. The doctor that gave the test said he didn't have anybody who's done the test so well.
Nasty's the one that said, Nasty's the one that said, let's pass the bill and then we'll find out what's in it. All righty, we'll be back right after this with more. I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. Blessed by you, Joe. You know, we haven't taken any calls all week. Let's open the phone lines and take some calls for about 12 minutes. We can take calls. So the phone lines are open, but we got to limit the calls to about 2-3 minutes because the line will be packed. But 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment, boy, we've covered a lot of territory tonight, give us a call. And, you know, one of the things, like with last night, there's a lot of Nikki Haley that people don't know. People wanted to know when, you know, she's touting this, that how she can beat, you know, all of the polls show that Trump can't beat Biden or it'll be close, but with her, that she would beat Biden by a larger margin. Well, there's a reason for that in the polls, and that's because all of those that said they would vote for her are Democrats.
Exactly, Democrats. And they're pushing the whole thing. They're talking, some of the websites are talking about red flags. You know, all these Republicans are out there saying they'll never vote for Trump. And, of course, they don't mention what you just said, that 70% of all her backers were Democrats. Her money came from Democrats. So very few real Republicans voted for Haley. So, you know, there's no big loss there. It's all, you know, they weren't going to vote for Trump anyway.
Well, Trump has 80% of the conservative, you know, vote, of the Republican vote, okay? I mean, that's 80% of the Republican vote Trump gets. And so, and it'll probably be a lot more than that when it comes down to just Trump and Joe Obama. But you can, you know, the Democrats know that they cannot win an election. They also know that there's too many, there's going to be a lot more eyes, a lot more attention to, you know, these drop-off, these mail-in ballots. They know that they're not going to be able to get away with it like they did before as much. So,
well, especially if we can get more information like on that Haldeman report and everything that just that they've been hiding from the people. He showed how, it, you know, you can hack those machines, how they could be hacked from inside, outside, you know.
Well, that's not really news. I mean, we've known that for a very long time that they're doing that. But
they've hidden this report until this year, until just late last year. That report was hidden, and nobody could report on it because nobody could get a copy. The Democrats kept it away from the media, and now the media has gotten copies of it. So the truth may get out yet.
Well, if we go back to one-day voting, one day, not a whole month, we go back to voting in person and not this, you know, these mail-in ballots, these drop boxes and all of this. And, you know, so let's take a call. Who do we have?
Zach in Texas.
Zach in Texas. You're in the air, Zach.
Hello. I've been listening for a while, and I love what y'all guys do. I just had some info regarding one of the topics y'all were discussing with the illegal immigrants coming in and taxpayers paying for necessities and items. I actually work for the Transportation Security Administration at the airport. I don't want to specify where. For any retaliatory reasons, but they come through all the time. So when they're processed at the customs and international, they're given obviously like a notice to appear, which we know that they're 90% are never going to show up for, or 75%, whatever it is. But a lot of times when I'm, you know, going through their property, they have a government issued phone that's free given to them, and if not all, are given about $1,000 in cash and a plane ticket to anywhere they want to go in the United States. And it's just interesting, you know, with when we saw a while back that they were flying them out secretly to different states. I believe it's to, you know, kind of bump up the numbers for Democrat votes in those states. But I just wanted to tell y'all I can attest to that firsthand.
Well, there's a lot more to it than that. These people are coming in. We have a lot of these folks are sleeper cells. The Democrats know that if they have to, if it looks bad to keep Trump out, if they have to put the word out to these people, start burning the cities or whatever, let Joe Obama declare martial law. There's nothing these people will not do. They know that if Trump gets back in and he uses the military, we get a Justice Department back, they're going to hang. They know that because they've committed high treason against us, all of America, and that's why they will do anything to try to stop him from going back, getting back in the White House. But
and the scariest part too is with a lot of even going through customs, there's no way of really knowing who these people actually are. They tell you your name, that's about it.
And you're not even sure that what they told you is real, right?
Exactly. There's no way to actually vet these people and to determine, are you part of any sort of cartels? Are you related to any terrorist organization? It's basically, we trust you. Here's taxpayer phone, cash, and anywhere you want to go. And it's interesting to see some of the locations I go to, because they're not, what surprised me was not all of them were going to large cities. They're going to states like Arkansas and Kentucky. So it's a little, it's very suspicious. It's concerning that what we found out in the past regarding, you know, them being flown out to more red states to try to, weigh the numbers in the favor of the Democrats. Like I said, I can attest to it firsthand. I see it every single day. And then you're required to have an ID to fly. So I don't know. It's all a joke. But,
well, thanks, yeah. Zach, for calling and sharing that with us. And have a good one. Who do we have next?
Ryan in Michigan.
Let's go to Michigan. We have Ryan in Michigan. You're in the air, Ryan.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was glad you brought up about the Green Township in Michigan, because that's what I was wanting to call you about. Ever since I heard that on your show, I think it was when I first heard about it, I was fascinated by it. So anyway, last week I called up there, and I wanted to find out how did they exactly do it. And so they put me in touch with this fellow who takes these calls, and he says about 8 or 10 people have called from around the country asking about this. And so he was a real articulate guy, real friendly, and answered all my questions and everything. And they were big on getting people to sign, you know, collecting votes to get them out. But after I got off the phone with them, I thought, well, he'd be a good person to have on your show, so if you wanted to. But so I texted him. I said, would you like to be on the show that I listen to? And he said, oh, he'd love to. So I have his name and phone number.
Yeah, if you want to get that, send that to me, or
yeah,
give it to give it to.
I want to bring up too, I just wanted to pass it on to you personally, not to be on the air about it. But could I call you tomorrow? Will you be at the church tomorrow, or? I'll give you some information that I didn't really want to put on the air, but
I'll tell you what you do. Call the church, leave your name and phone number, and the information on the other fellow, and I'll get in there sometime tomorrow. I'll get into the office and I'll give you a call back.
Do you have that number handy?
Yeah, it's 440-338-1367. That's 440-338-1367.
Okay, any good time to call? Around 11 or something?
I would call. I'll be there. I'm in and out of there. It would be probably about noon would probably be about the best time, because we're going to be in prayer. We start in prayer at 9 o'clock, and we go right to noon. So anytime after noon, from between noon and 3.
Noon and 3. Okay, great. Thank you.
All righty, very good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Who do you have next?
We got your good buddy, Cliff.
All right. We haven't heard from Cliff. Clifford. Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. Happy New Year. Talking about the Pope, if you get a chance, the Timothy Gordon podcast, John 17th, referencing the latest actions of the Pope, he says, he's been on this 200 out of 200 times. And that kind of relates to the clip you just played, because basically the Pope's actions are anti-Catholic, according to Gordon. It's very articulate, 200 out of 200 times. So these people are pretty entrenched in their position. Another podcast was... let me go to a verse. Romans chapter 1, verse 10, it does use the word prosperous in that verse.
Romans
success,
1
for a prosperous journey.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that context where Paul is asking for prosperity, which in ancient Greek does mean success, healthy, happy, supposedly, but, you know, in a personal, he said, my request is for a prosperous journey.
It means that his work for the Lord will be, it will prosper and grow, that he will be able to teach and preach and bring converts to the Lord, or help bring them.
So you would say it's okay to bring that word prosperous into a specific request.
Yeah.
Right. This prosperous doesn't mean just he's going to get rich on this trip. He's not talking about making money. He's talking about being successful and promoting the gospel. And he's out, what, creating church, building churches, and spreading the good news.
That word's interchangeable with fruitful. That, you know, often it's interchangeable. So make your request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. In other words, that journey will be very fruitful for the cause of Christ is what he's referring to.
Okay, so for someone's personal prayers, it's okay to maybe use that word, give me a fruitful day, give me a fruitful
always say
day, yeah.
Lord, that it may be prosperous, that it may bear much fruit to your glory. Always do that, that add in there to God's glory, and when you do that, okay, that's the whole point. When he says you pray and you have not because you pray amiss, you're not praying, God created us to worship him. And that's what he expects us to do. And when we do that, okay, he sends us blessings.
Right. So, you know, it's not – basically money could be a part of that, but it's just maybe a subset of that.
Well, yeah.
Money, if like I for a while was on a board of directors for a large crisis pregnancy center in a big maternity home for young mothers, unwed mothers. And I was in charge of raising funds to keep this big home going. And so, yeah, I would pray that some of my visits to different churches and businesses would be prosperous, that they would donate enough money that we could handle all the young women that needed to, you know, a place to live while they had their baby instead of an abortion. So, yes, I prayed for help for God to finance the home.
All right. Well, thanks, Cliff. Cliff, I got to move on. And, folks, here's the question. Who is God? Good. According to Romans 3, 10 through 12, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They're all going out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. So, Joe, when he says that, who's he referring to?
Well, he's referring to one, the ungodly, the those that don't know the Lord.
All righty. So he stands. Right. And then he says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The eternal cost of your
sin. All of us in the flesh.
Yep.
Anyone in flesh.
The eternal cost of your sin. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death.
Death.
You know, we try to explain that to people out there. It's like they just don't get it. I mean, the churches are filled with people that are sitting there, and they just don't get it. It goes right over their head. And, you know, just like this thing we try to tell about abortion. So cavalier they are about killing their children. Like, yeah, well, you know, it's legal. But, you see, they don't get it. That God says when you kill your child, you deserve to die, you know. It's like, well, that's not what I want to believe, and that, you won't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, and you won't even hear it preached from the pulpits. You won't hear it preached from very few. Right. And so
it might offend people, upset people, and, the collection plate might get kind of low.
Okay. So what can you do to save yourself, Joe? Romans 3:20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. And then in Romans 3:27 it says, where is the boasting then? It is excluded. But the law of works, nay, but by the law of faith. And so, what
faith
is...
faith alone. Faith and repentance.
So God, love, has made a way. But God commanded his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. You must place your complete faith in Christ. So Jesus said this, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, into all upon all of them that believe, for there is no difference. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. Therefore, we conclude that a man's justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So here's the long and the short of it. Again, Joe, I'll let you go ahead and very slowly give that sinner's prayer. You got 2 minutes to do that, Joe. Go ahead.
I'll just have everyone just pray with me. And I'll pray, you know, say the words that that you need to pray. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
I come before you a miserable sinner, Lord.
Go ahead.
A sinner desperately in need of a Savior.
Just have people repeat, yeah. Folks, just repeat out there after Joe. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Joe.
Yeah. And heartily, heartily sorry that my sins put your Son on the cross. Lord, just forgive me. And the Father, if you have a repentant heart, he will forgive you. And then you can call upon Jesus, say, Lord, Jesus, I want you to become Lord of my life. I want you to be Lord totally of all my life, Lord. And I will give myself to you without hesitation, without reservation. And Jesus, I want to become a born-again believer.
1 minute.
To be that new creation, a child of the kingdom. And if you go to him with that same repentant heart that you called upon the Father, Jesus will send you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That will be your spiritual baptism, and from that point on, you will be a son or daughter of the living God. You will be a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You will become a born-again, this born-again believer, and your heart will be filled with peace and joy and a happiness that you've never known. A burden will be lifted that you didn't realize sometimes that you even had, and it will be the greatest thing that you have ever done, the most important thing you've ever done in life. And only you can do it. Only you can ask the Father for forgiveness. Only you can ask Jesus into your heart and into your life.
All right. Very, very good. Thank you. We're at that time every day that we come to this point where we always say this. We say good night.
Good night.
And we always say God bless.
God bless you.
Thanks for being here. And until tomorrow, always. And I do mean always, folks. Keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv.
and on Local Now, Channel 525.